With Canadians heading to the polls on Monday, the My Muskoka Now newsroom asked each candidate running for the Parry Sound Muskoka seat in Parliament how they plan to assist in the recovery of local businesses post-pandemic and what they have planned to help when it comes to affordable housing. Conservative incumbent Scott Aitchison says he'll help businesses recover by working with community, business, and municipal leaders to address the labor and affordable housing shortage locally. On housing, Aitchison says he'll follow his party's four-point housing plan, which includes fixing the mortgage stress test and increasing amortization periods on insured mortgages. The Liberals' Giovanni Nikuyeshike says she'll help businesses recover through her party's daycare program to allow Canadians to return to work, as well as create better-paying jobs through the party's climate plan. On housing, Nikuyeshike says she would work with the municipal and provincial leaders and invest in building new and tiny affordable homes. The NDP's Heather Hay says her party will help businesses recover by continuing wage and rent subsidies, as well as business loan programs, capping credit card transaction fees for businesses, and implementing a hiring bonus for employers when they hire or rehire staff. On housing, Hay says that on top of her party's federal platform to build 500,000 affordable homes and waive GST on building housing, she would also advocate for interest-free loans for rural communities to invest in affordable housing. The Greens' Mark Mantha says he'll help businesses recover by shifting resources to programs that save us from the climate crisis and will support all businesses as opposed to those that are making it worse. On housing, Mantha says he wants to redefine affordable housing using a better updated formula that accounts for regional variations across the country and for Parry Sound and Muskoka. The PPC's James Stoll says his party will help businesses recover by cutting government taxes to encourage private businesses to create jobs and hire more people. On housing, Stoll says his party's policy is to eliminate corporate subsidies and lower taxes to spur the building of new housing, adding that they are against building subsidized housing at the taxpayer's expense. The National Citizens Alliance, James Fawcett, says he'll help businesses recover by pushing for a better starting wage, ending payroll taxes and overtime taxes for employers and employees, and implementing basic health coverage. As for housing, Fawcett says he has started a private members' bill that would have him work with all provincial and federal parties to address the shortage of affordable housing. Independent Daniel Preedy Jr. says cleaning up the corruption in Canada will free up money that can be used to help small businesses recover, but did not elaborate further. And on housing, Preedy Jr. says he'll look at how many homes within the communities that can actually house families are being utilized for businesses, while actual buildings that could house businesses sit empty. You can find out more on each candidate's answers, as well as the responses to other issues this election year, on mymuskokanow.com.